I gotta let him have his way. Because I can't go on. I can't go on until I do what he told me to do. Right, I'll be coming from the 11th chapter of Ecclesiastes. Say amen when you have it. Amen.
Will
you have it?
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I call on you right now, Father God. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord Jesus. Lord, I'm nothing. So I'm laying myself down, Lord Jesus. And Lord, you can have me right now, Father God.
Come on.
Because this is experience. When I ain't listen to my mother, The worst thing would happen to me. So through my growing up, I learned that. No matter how old you get, you still got to answer to somebody. So we have to learn how to follow the rules. And I'm preaching to myself too.
Come on, come on.
We have to learn how to follow instructions. We have to learn how to do what God tells us to do.
Right.
Let me tell you a little bit about Solomon. Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes. He was the youngest son of David and Bathsheba.
Yes, sir.
He became king and inherited an empire. He became king of ancient Hebrew. He rebuilt the city of Jerusalem and enriched the first Hebrew temple there. Three sections of the Bible was written by his authorship. He wrote Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Songs of Solomon. He was one of the wealthiest men that ever lived back then.
All right.
Solomon, he ruled for 40 years. Let's go on. When our God is speaking about cats, cats means you give it away. Nothing cast away God's way is ever lost.
All right, come on.
God wants us to rely on him for his supernatural provision.
Yes, sir.
Supernatural provision.
Yes.
And not on what we can do or provide for ourselves.
Yes, sir.
With our own strength. There are things that we must walk away from.
Come on.
There are things that we must walk away from.
Okay.
Some of us are in to be in a bad relationship. You need to walk away from.
Come on,
come on.
Somebody could be on drugs.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
You need to walk away from.
Alright.
Somebody could be hooked on alcohol.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
You need to walk away from.
Yeah.
Somebody could be adultery.
Come on.
You need to walk away from it.
Walk away.
There's so many things that we must walk away from.
Right.
When we have problems with people.
Come on now.
And we don't have problems with people.
Yeah.
All of us are not the same. All of us don't think the same.
Come on.
So we have problems.
Yes.
We may have to cast them away. So God can deal with them.
That's right.
We must remove ourselves from situations. When things just don't work, we have to remove ourselves and move on.
Yeah.
Don't sit and wallow in a mess.
Yeah, Lord.
When you're calling on God, you got to know that he will deliver you.
Yeah.
Remove them and walk away and put it or them in God's hand.
Right.
Yes,
we have to rely on God's wisdom. You hear me? We have to rely on God's wisdom.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is that you can't let that Bible ride in the car with you.
Come on.
Come on.
Stop letting the Bible ride in the car with you.
Come on.
And take that Bible in the house and read that Bible.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Take that Bible in the house and read that Bible.
Yeah.
When our great God speaks about bread,
glory,
he is talking about things that you have which you can't commit to him.
Yes, sir.
We all have gifts, talents, and ministry. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
We all have gifts, talents, and ministry.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on.
So we have to use it. I'm going to preach it to myself.
Amen.
We have to use it.
Amen.
That's why he gave them to us.
Right.
We can't bury it. Like this young man right here. His future is great.
Yes.
It is great.
Yes.
I speak it on his life right now.
Yes.
He's great. He got a beautiful voice.
Yes.
You keep going, brother.
Yes.
that this is the way of the kingdom.
Yes.
This is the way of the kingdom.
Yes.
Your gifts, your talents, and your ministry.
Yes, sir.
We may not understand it.
Come on.
But it works.
Yes, sir.
That way. A lot of us struggle in so many areas in our natural mind.
Come on.
Now, how many of you know that we struggle with our mind?
Yes.
You can be walking around. This is what I like doing. You can wake up on the wrong side of the bed. And you can think everybody and everything is against you.
Come on, yeah.
Hey, that's why as soon as you roll over, that bed, and them toes touch, them 10 toes, touch the ground. You start calling on the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Because it's easy. It's easy. But it's not tomorrow. To play tricks on you.
Yeah.
God would love for us to do things
his
way.
No
matter what.
No matter.
Proverbs 14 and 12. There is a way that seems right to a man.
Yes.
But in end is the way to death. God is teaching us to be obedient to his way because he wants to bless us.
Yes, sir.
People don't understand it. The time that we're living in, that God is just wanting us to be obedient to his way.
Yeah.
And if we be obedient to his way, the blessings that will fall from him.
Yeah.
Hey, the only way for our ministry to be birthed, or for your marriage to be blessed, or for your finances to come your way, or for your talent to be enhanced, we have to give it to God. We have to give it to God. And when he is ready, he will bring it back.
That's right.
It shall come back in a different form.
Come on now.
My brother, give it to God. He'll bring it back.
That's right.
It shall come back in a different form, my brother. It will be better, and it will be a blessing, and not a burden, my brother. Isaiah chapter 32 and 20. How blessed you will be sowing your seed by every stream, and letting your cattle and donkey range free. Hosea 10 and 12. Sow righteousness for yourself. Sow righteousness for yourself. Do right. Try your best every day to walk right for God. And he will bless you. You will reap the fruits of unfailing love. And you will break up your unplowed ground. For it is time to seek the Lord until he comes.
That's right.
Jonah chapter 3, 8 and 10. But let people and animals be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God.
Yeah.
Let them give up their evil ways and their violence.
Yes.
Verse 9. Mm-hmm. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion then from his fierce anger so that we will not perish.
That's right.
When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he reveled and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. So what I'm saying is that the things that's going on in this world, we have to be in the world, but not of the world. So we're taking ourselves out, and we are going to make it. We are going to make it. Second Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Proverbs 10 and 22. The blessings of the Lord makes one rich. And he adds no sorrow.
No sorrow.
So many of you can't do this and do that. You think that you gotta be holier than thou, but that is not what it's all about. Our God knows that every day you wake up that you're not gonna be perfect and that you're gonna fail one day. But he said, get up, don't walk.
Come on with it.
A lot of us think that when we get to heaven, we're going to have a good life. You can have a good life now. You ain't got to wait till you get to heaven. You can have a good life now and in heaven. You can have quality of life now. Each word of God's pleasure for your life is activated by taking risks. We have to learn how to take risks. Take a risk sometimes. But make sure God is in the midst of you taking that risk. God never gives us a step-by-step process to follow. So God, we don't know.
Let's stop.
But it comes by faith.
Come on with
it.
That's where your faith comes in. Solomon, in order for him to excel and prosper for his nation, he loaded precious merchandise onto ships and cast them into the waters. The risk was high because the journey was always treacherous and an uncertain one.
Yes, sir.
Right. They faced unpredictable storms and dangers from their enemies. Now, Solomon, to have faith like that, we need to have faith to be able to throw some of these things that we are going through away and let God bring it back.
Yes.
They did not have any insurance policies in those days to protect their merchandise. Did y'all hear that? They didn't have no insurance policies to protect their merchandise. And he took the risk. He took the risk and launched the ships. Their faith was in God and their ships. They believed that they would return and bring back all the rewards with them.
Yes, sir.
It takes a risk to follow a man's vision and to place your own desires second.
Come on.
God will never give you a second instruction unless you have moved on the first one. He gave you. God told Abraham to move from his country. He never spoke to him again until after he moved. God wants us to move when he says move. You might don't understand why he's telling us to move, but we gotta learn to listen to that Holy Spirit, that Holy Comforter, because we're gonna have to start moving when God tells us to move. We have to start giving over and beyond expectations. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and 2. Give a servant to 7 and also to 8. For you do not know what evil will be on earth. In the time that we are living in, the future is uncertain.
Yeah.
You don't know whether you're going to live when you leave out of here.
That's right.
But you got to have faith to know that my God's going to keep me.
Yeah.
But that don't matter if you got it together.
Yeah.
And you got to know where you're going.
Yeah.
Come on.
The only thing in today's time is God promises.
Yeah.
To those that love him and follow him sincerely.
Yeah.
You have to sincerely follow the Lord.
Yes,
you have to be real about this thing.
Yeah.
This thing ain't no game. That's why you see tears falling from my face when I have to get up in front of God's people and I have to govern the crowd. Who can govern God's people?
Come on, man.
God wants us to be radical in everything we do for him. Our world is a desperate place. So we need to be radical in everything we do. If you believe that he is Lord and Savior,
Jesus.
The God people we have to call on. Man can't do it. Your doctor can't do it. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, 3 and 4.
Come on.
If the clouds are full of rain,
yes,
they empty themselves upon the earth.
Uh-huh.
Listen to me now. Uh-huh. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth.
Uh-huh.
And if a tree falls to the south or the north, the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. He who deserves the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap.
Yes.
There will always be tragedies. You think that you gonna live?
Come on, baby.
To see 80 years old.
Come on.
And you ain't gonna go through a tragedy. That's why the Lord tells us to pray, to pray without ceasing. I gotta pray my way through.
With it in the morning, and you might go to sleep with it at night.
When a problem occurs,
sees everything you are going through. My God knows. My God knows. And sees everything that you are going through. My God knows how to take what you are going through. That complicated problem. And he will navigate you out of any mess. How many of you don't been crossed up, oh Lord, in a mess? And you didn't know how you was going to get out of that mess. But you called on the name of Jesus. He came and navigated you out of your mess. Y'all sitting down like y'all ain't never been in a mess before. But I know that you don't been in a mess before. Nothing is too hard or too difficult for God. We have to expect. Miracle. We have to expect miracles. As we go on in life and continue to serve our God, our faith should be getting stronger. Yeah. We should expect. If I say, God, I need, and I'm being a righteous man, you will provide. So we have to expect a miracle. Yeah. And I'm going to tell my pastor to expect a miracle.
Yeah.
Believe it.
Yeah.
Grab it.
Yeah.
Hold on to it.
Yeah.
Something is coming your way.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does not look like a way out of what you are going through.
Jesus.
But my God knows how to work it out so he can get the glory.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? My God knows how to work it out so he can get the glory. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 to 7. I'm almost there. Light is sweet and pleasing to the eye to see the sun.
Yeah.
In the scripture, light is often a symbol for life. And the word pleasant is used to reference cutting.
Yes, sir.
The point is that life is sweet and should be savored like honey.
Yes.
Life is sweet and should be savored like honey.
Yes.
Which means that in the passage, life is pleasant. Solomon is saying that it is good to be alive.
Yeah.
It is good to be sitting in here today.
Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 38, 18 through 19. For the grave cannot praise.
Come on with
you. For the grave, y'all got to hear me on this. For the grave cannot praise. They can't say hallelujah.
Yeah.
They can't say thank you, Jesus.
Woo.
They can't say, God, I need more time to get it right. So what I'm saying is, if you can't praise him, hey, don't let it be too late. Don't let it be too late. Those who go down in the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. Cannot hope for your faithfulness. So I'm telling y'all to get it together. Righteousness is the way. Because when I read this, it scared me. Think about the way you live. I can't get saved if I'm in the ground. There ain't no more time for me. They praise you as I do today. Parents tell their children about your faithfulness. We ought to enjoy life because there are some amazing days. We all should rejoice in all of the days that we are fortunate to live. A lot of what we do every day may seem ordinary and even small. But that's where the will of God begins for us. Blessed is that man who enjoys routine. Blessed is the woman who delights in her name. For they shall discover that God is in the details of life. Solomon 11 and 9 writes, rejoice, young men, during your childhood, and let your heart be pleasant during the days of your manhood, and follow the impulses of your heart, and the desires of your heart, and the desires of your eyes. Yet know that God will bring you to judgment for these things. Job 19:29. You should fear the sword yourself. For the wrath will bring punishment, my soul. And then you will know that there is judgment. Ecclesiastes 2:24. A man can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in his work. This too I see is from the hand of God. Verse 25, for without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? Verse 26, to the man who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. But to the sinner, he gives the task of gathering up and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God.
That's right.
This too is meaningless, a chase after the wind. Ecclesiastes 3:17. I felt in my heart, God will bring to judgment both the righteous and the wicked. For there will be a time for every activity, a time for every deed. Enjoy your life. Don't put huge pressures upon yourself. Please don't put huge pressures upon yourself. Don't try to be like the Joneses. If you know you can't handle that, don't buy it. If you know you can't pay your payments, don't get it. Walk away from it and tell yourself, I don't need it. For you, my brothers. So my brothers, put down them guns.
Yeah.
and put down that dope and stop killing each other in the streets. I used to be out there in the streets, but I came out of them streets. And my brothers, y'all know me in the streets, because I've been out there. So I'm asking y'all to put down them guns. Walk away. Love your brother. We have to watch these lifestyles that we are living, because it's destroying us. It's destroying our church. It's destroying our people. It's destroying us. Our God wants you to give him all your troubles today. Give him all your troubles today. Cast the bread upon the waters. Give it all to him today. Matthew 26:41, I say to watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Ephesians 6:10-12. He tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the works of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. We have to always stay on the battlefield. Better days are coming. Better days are coming for God's people. Praise him, for he is good. Praise him, for he is good. I know too much about him. And you can't make me doubt. How many of you know too much about him? And can't nobody make you doubt. He will save you. He will heal you. He will save you in the midst of your storm. Whatever you're going through, the Lord will save you and pull you out of that storm. If you need healing, he will heal you. He will place your feet on solid ground. And we just put our trust in Jesus. He will place your feet on solid ground. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. Why do we keep worrying about tomorrow? Why should we live depressed and down and out when there is a man named Jesus that will supply all of our needs? He will supply all of your needs. All you have to do is answer, you shall receive. He bled and he died for our sins. They hung him high and stretched him wide. He cannot use his hands. He cannot use his feet. But he had his mouth and his mind. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So when they lie on your name and they tell you that you will never be anything. When they tell you that you were just dirt on the ground. When they tell you that you are going to be like this person and that person. When they say you are never amount to anything. When they say that you're going to be just like your daddy. You ain't going to do nothing but run the streets. But my God. When they cast them stones, look to the Father which cometh to your help and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Give it all to God today. If you need healing, give it all to God today. If you need a breakthrough, give it all to God today. Cast it all in the water. Cast it all in the water. If you gotta dive in the water, dive in the water. Throw all your problems away, because my God is everything to us. So give it all to him today. Don't leave out of here if you need to be saved. Don't leave out of here if you need prayer. Oh, you don't want to go in that pit.
No.
Because you have no more praise. There's nothing else you can do. So please, I ask you. I can't save you. Only the great King can. So if you need to be saved today, don't worry about no these people. He don't matter. Because when God judge you, he gonna judge you by yourself, baby. He gonna ask you what you done. He ain't gonna ask you what everybody around you is doing and what they done. So please do not go down in that pit without giving it to God. Thank y'all for this time. And I want to thank my pastor. I thank you, my brother. I bow to you. Thank you. Thank you, my wife. It's a blessing. Never thought I would be here. I never thought I would get these chances. Thank y'all. And I love you, mom.